100%. You know, talking to the guys, saying really good teams are never too far away from figuring things out, and I consider us a good team. So it's just a matter of continuing to stay positive and really just put our best foot forward. You know, really get after trying to do something out there and compete.
Is it you're looking around like you've been so successful the last several years? This is weird. You just don't go through a lot of stretches like this. Are you kind of trying to figure out why is this happening?
Yeah, I think this is kind of new to some guys. You know, they've had success their entire lives, careers, whatever you want to call it. Just haven't really hit that moment of needing to respond to struggle. And I think we're at that point now where, you know, guys are understanding, like, yeah, it's a grind, but, you know, you have to take it day by day, pitch by pitch, compete, every single day.
A positive that it keeps coming out, that there's not panic in here yet, but at what point do some of the louder voices in here start pushing that sense of urgency?
That part, I could not give you a direct answer, but I do know there is no panic. I think there's just a continuous want to be better every single day in this clubhouse, and especially with the losses accumulating, it's really turned the corner with us. Like, yeah, it's going to be difficult to win games, and we don't take anyone for granted, but we need to be better out there to, you know, get what we want.
I guess when you look at that first month, is there anything you can hang on to that you can build on, you know, moving forward?
Yeah, in terms of, I'd say this past week, I think we've gotten better at just getting guys on, you know, getting guys in scoring position. That next big step for us is getting them in, you know, getting runs on the board, just taking advantage. I think that's really it.
I know those runner and scoring position stats can be sort of fickle, but, like, do you feel like guys are pressing in those moments?
Yeah, I think when guys want to do for the team and, you know, get things going, get the momentum going, get the energy going, yeah, you can easily try to do a little too much there. But I think just kind of taking a step back, I think we need to get to the pass baton mentality to just let the next guy be the guy, to be the person to come through. You know, if it's not you in that moment or you draw a walk, the next guy's going to do it.
You also see any benefit, especially for some of the younger guys trying to figure it out right now, just having a consistent lineup, a consistent spot in the order?
Yeah, this team's kind of always been one to, you know, jumble the lineup around. I think guys are just used to that. Now it's a matter of them, you know, having the confidence out there regardless of where they're at. You know, just continuing to have talks with them. I know I've bounced around a lot and, you know, have continued to have success. So it's not a matter of where you are. It's just a matter of continuing to have a great mindset out there.
There have been lots of injuries. There has been lots of bad luck with hard hit balls. There have been a lot of the umpire stats say you guys have not gotten the calls either. Do you want to make sure that you don't rely on that? Don't be like, oh, there's, and not, those aren't excuses. They're facts, but don't rely on them too much. I mean, like, we still got to push to get better.
Yeah. When I say taking a positive out of, you know, everything that's going on, I think, like you said, having hard hit ball rate is a positive. You know, those are things that will turn over and become, you know, balls in the hole, balls in the gap, things that, you know, just keep the offense going. So yeah, we got to continue to push. We don't want that negative energy from lining out to, you know, accumulate, continue to turn into, you know, results that we don't want.
Thanks, I appreciate it.